I would like to ask Eva Hudogne, Deputy Director of the Department of Investment Project Evaluation at the Agency for Reconstructuring and Modernization of Agriculture, the ARMA, to share some additional insights about the instrument. Eva, the floor is yours. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Eva Hudogne, and I represent the Department of Investment Project Evaluation. So we evaluate applications of beneficiaries from agri-food sector. As a representative of the agency, I just cannot resist telling you about the measures and sub-measures in the area of financial instruments. Next slide, please. So the first measure is processing and marketing and development of agricultural products. This sub-measure is addressed to the agro-food sector, and it covers operations consisting in developing or commencing economic activity within the scope defined in the appendices to the implementing regulation. The other type of operations that may receive support is investment for agricultural retail trade. Who our beneficiaries can be? These can be entrepreneurs running micro, small, or medium-sized enterprises who perform or will perform economic activity involving processing or placing on the market of agricultural products. And for these SMEs, the amount of assistance is up to 10 million Polish zlotys. Now, for farmers, the support is smaller because these are smaller investment projects, and the beneficiaries can be farmers, farmers' household members, and farmers' spouses who are, will only be engaged in processing activity, and the assistance here is up to 500,000. Polish zlotys. And finally, farmers conducting processing activity and selling processed products. So far, the assistance was up to 100,000, but now this will go up to 200,000. An important information in this context is that the assistance for both the processing and modernization strands of our activity is based on the basis of reimbursement. So the farmer or the beneficiary pays for the investment project from own funds or from a loan and receives a reimbursement of those expenses after submitting a relevant application. For processing, the reimbursement is up to 50% of eligible costs of a given project. Could I have the next slide, please? Modernization of farms. Areas of support. There are five of them, as you can see in the slide. A is development of piglet production, up to 900,000 zlotys. B, development of cow's milk production. C, development of beef cattle production. For both areas, the assistance is up to 500,000 zlotys. Area D, related to rationalization of production technology, introduction of innovation, change of production profile, increase in production scale, and improvement of production up to 500,000. And area E, farm irrigation up to 100,000. And again, the same principle of reimbursement of up to 50% of eligible costs. 60% is also possible for joint applications or for young farmers. Next slide, please. for modernization of farms project, the eligible beneficiaries are natural persons in the areas from A to D, partners in a civil partnership, legal entities, commercial partnerships, or foreign entrepreneur branches. Next slide, please. Besides the obvious role of AMA in the entire process, which is the implementation of the financial instruments mentioned already by Director Kogut, our agency is also the paying agency. So we verify payment applications from the BGK bank and we pay out the funds if the verification is positive, and we also carry out management inspections specified in the legislation, and we also obtain, collect, compile and transmit data and information to the managing authority, everything that is necessary for program monitoring and evaluation. Next slide, please. What is important in our involvement with financial instruments is that every month we receive a report from BGK Bank with the data of the final beneficiaries, which is the beneficiaries who have already received loans, and we compare it to our database of the beneficiaries that receive grants from us. This is how we check if double financing has not taken place. Just as you can see in the slide here, the amount of eligible operations is 100%. So when AMA can offer a grant of 40% of eligible costs, this is the grant, then we assume that the remainder, the beneficiary may receive from a guaranteed loan. So why do we perform this check? We do this to check if the total of financing sources has not been exceeded to give more than 100%. And also, we would like to see if the aid intensity, which is 50% for processing, has not been exceeded, so that the grant awarded by the agency plus the gross grant equivalent have not exceeded the allowed 50% that our beneficiary can receive as state aid. Let me give you a short example of that. Next slide, please. So let's see an example in which we have an applicant for 100,000 eligible costs. So the agency can award maximum of 50,000, but then it turns out that the applicant used an AGF guaranteed loan of 60% to cover their own contribution, and here the GGE would be 10,000 zlotys. It means that the agency cannot pay out the 50,000 that would be awarded automatically, but from this level of assistance we have to deduct the GGE so that the intensity is not more than 50%. Next slide, please. And now, very briefly, because it has already been mentioned, we know that farmers use other forms of financing, not only guaranteed loans. So for many, many years now, ARMA has been supporting farmers who use domestic support. So here you can see it in what the system looks like. It's very similar, but without BGK, really. So the agency concludes agreements with financing banks, makes payments to the banks, recovers receivables, and the ministry is the managing institution for the process. And I mentioned this in anticipation of my next slide, and could I ask for it, please? So a borrower who comes to the bank with an operation in mind can use instruments not only the ARMA offered instruments, which is the topic of our conference today, but they can also receive other forms of financing, maybe investment loans, working capital loans, loans for young farmers, and so on. Next slide, please. And finally, the reporting function of the agency. So the data that we receive from the BGK bank every month, which gives us all the data about loans extended, then the data is compiled and provided to the managing authority. So here I would stop my presentation. It was not very extensive because Director Kogut actually discussed the function of a paying agency, but I wanted to give you our perspective. So thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eva. Thank you for your presentation.